And I believe you should be entitled to all of those things when you celebrate a birthday. And it just so happens that our very next guest is celebrating a birthday, Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
23 years young, I believe, or maybe it's 25, somewhere in that general vicinity. This guy doesn't look a day older, 25, let me tell you. But, well, a lot to get into here, my friend. A ton of really awesome action this weekend from the American League Championship Series, the NLCS as well. A healthy dose of football in the college and NFL ranks, and also some NHL games to get into here as well. I want to get in to the College Football Vegas Report Power Rankings that you put together. And just kind of curious as to if you thought there were any real big surprises on here. I mean, Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson at the top of this list shouldn't be much of a surprise there. Anybody else in that top 10, a little bit of a shocker at this point in the season?
Well, I will tell you this. It's a little bit surprising to me that I did wind up putting Ohio State second for this week. Sort of figured that maybe this team would have some growing pains with Justin Fields, maybe some growing pains with Ryan Day, but they've just been exceptional. And for me here, they've been good enough to elevate them to the number two team in the country. I think the fact that I've had to move Clemson down a little bit is fairly surprising. I mean, they haven't taken care of business the way that you would expect them to. We'll see if they do it here this week against Florida State. But you know, I'm kind of surprised that this early in the season, I've got Ohio State number two, Clemson number three, and Clemson right there tied with LSU as well, with Joe Burrow doing some great things there down in Baton Rouge. But outside of that, I mean, not really. I think that you've seen here, though, this year, and we see this with some of the lines for some of the marquee games, that the elite teams are truly elite. And I have a five-point gap between Georgia at number six and Wisconsin at number seven. And I think that just speaks to, again, how much the elite teams have separated themselves.
Let's dive into this weekend's action. You detailed some of it with your college football betting odds market report. I want to focus on a game that's wildly popular, USC at Notre Dame. And you talked about how there's been some moderate interest in USC, but Notre Dame comes in as a double-digit favorite. Well, who do you like in this game in particular and why?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd have to look at Notre Dame here. I mean, it's a pretty long trip for USC, first and foremost. But, you know, Notre Dame is, I mean, they're a top-10 caliber team. They played very well against Georgia earlier on in the year. That's the only tough game that Georgia's had so far this season. And Notre Dame gave them everything that they could handle down in Athens. So, you know, I think that Notre Dame is just, I think they're kind of overshadowed right now because the major conference teams like Alabama, like Ohio State, Georgia, and LSU are just off to such very good starts. And with Notre Dame not being part of a conference, I think a lot of people just kind of forget about them a little bit because they don't play those big conference games that grab, you know, the national spotlight or anything like that. This game obviously used to be in the national spotlight, but I think some people will take USC just thinking that it's a big number, thinking that, you know, Notre Dame is not as good. But this Notre Dame team is legit. They're a very good football team, and I do like them here this weekend.
Sticking with the, or actually not sticking with, but going to the Big Ten, Penn State, Iowa. And this game has at least a little bit of intrigue in this area because, you know, Penn State, they're in your top 10 in the College Football Vegas power rankings. But this game has kind of gone up a couple of notches. If I'm not mistaken, I think this opened right around 2.5, and now it's right around 5 with Penn State being a road favorite in Iowa. How do you see this one playing out? Because it seems like Iowa, while they didn't do so hot against Michigan last week, a team that's always extraordinarily tough to play at home.
Yeah, this game's gotten a lot of attention here this week. As you mentioned, the line opened Penn State minus 2.5, got bet all the way up to Penn State minus 5. Now it's come back down to Penn State minus 3.5. And in fact, there were some minus 3s out there this morning. So another wave of Penn State money came in on this game here this afternoon. So this one's been very active out there in the marketplace. I'll be honest with you. I like Iowa. I took Iowa at the 4.5. I wasn't able to get one of the 5s that was out there. But I think this is one of those instances where, you know, everyone remembers what a team most recently did. And what Iowa most recently did was score 3 points against Michigan. Penn State's blown out a couple of conference opponents here in their last couple of games. I just think that perception is a little bit higher than reality here on this Penn State team. My line for this game is pick 'em, even though I've got Penn State as the number 10 team in my in the country in my power ratings. So I do like Iowa here this weekend, and I've talked about this before with Iowa. They don't make mistakes. So if you get a rare one, you have to take advantage of it, and you have to play mistake-free football too. I'm not sure Penn State can do that out on the road. And this is one of those games that James Franklin kind of has a knack for losing against a comparable opponent, not in Happy Valley. I think Iowa's the right side here.
Well, as if playing in Columbus last weekend wasn't bad enough, Michigan State has to travel to Wisconsin, and they take on the Badgers in another game where they are a double-digit road underdog. Now, that shouldn't be a gigantic shocker here, but last week Michigan State was about a 20-point road dog, and the opening lines, as you mentioned earlier today, were somewhere in the area of 10 or 10.5. It's actually gone up to 11. Sparty have any chance of covering in this game?
I think they have a pretty good chance of covering here, actually. I mean, again, this is one of those where people remember what they've recently seen, and what they remember is Wisconsin really dismantling Michigan. You know, no one thinks about Wisconsin struggling the following week against Northwestern and then blowing out Kent State last week. They just remember what Wisconsin did against Michigan. And, yeah, it was an impressive performance, but you've got a 10.5-point dog here in Michigan State with a total of 40.5. So the expectation here is for a low-scoring game. Generally speaking, when you get a low total like this, you want to take the points because it seems like points are going to be at a premium. I think that is the case here in this game. You know, Michigan State, Wisconsin's going to run it at that defensive line for Michigan State. Ohio State runs around the defensive line. Michigan State's defensive line is very good. They match up better schematically here in this game. I think there's a good chance they cover the number and Wisconsin wins, but I don't think it'll be as pretty as the Badger faithful are hoping for.
Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Adam, we'll turn our attention now to the NFL. And on Sunday, the Cleveland Browns are hosting the Seattle Seahawks. You mentioned earlier today, look-ahead lines had the Browns as a favorite in this game in the 2-2.5-point range, but now all of a sudden they're a home dog, and they'll be getting somewhere in the area of 1.5 to 2.5. And does it really have that much to do with what we saw on Monday and that dismal performance on the road against the Niners?
It actually does. I mean, when you talk about the NFL, there is no major sport more reactionary from a betting market standpoint than the NFL. You know, it's just one of those where something happens and the line always adjusts. And, you know, even when we look at the San Francisco and the Rams game, for example, the Rams are -4, -4.5 in the look-ahead line for that one. That was after their Thursday night game against Seattle, but San Francisco looked so good on Monday night that the Rams actually opened a 3-point favorite. So it does have a pretty big impact in terms of where these numbers reopen in the marketplace. And, you know, this Seattle-Cleveland game was an example. Seattle is on extra rest, so that is something working in their favor. Browns playing on a short week, something not working in their favor at all. So I'm actually kind of surprised that the Browns were as big of a favorite on the look-ahead lines as they were. But I will say this, I think they're a dog with some bite this week. I know these are famous last words around here, but I do like the Browns this weekend. I think that this is a much better spot for them from an X's and O's standpoint. I think it's kind of a rallying cry type of game, and I don't think Seattle is good enough to be a road favorite against a team as talented as Cleveland is. So even though the Browns looked as bad as they did on Monday night, that wasn't a good spot for them either. Off a division road win against a team with extra prep, the Browns are in a little bit better of a spot here despite the short week by being back at home and against a team that's nowhere near as creative as San Francisco. So I do like the Browns here this weekend, and we'll see how that works out for me.
One more NFL game before we turn our attention to some baseball. On Monday night, Packers are hosting the Lions. Any idea why the line has moved so much in this one? It opened up at 6, and now it's down to 3.5. Any idea why that kind of a shift so far?
Well, a lot of people do like Detroit. I think that there were some sharp minds out there, some people that are very respected in the market that did like the Lions coming into the season. And for the Packers, people still aren't sold on Matt LaFleur. And I can't really blame them for that. There's the expectation of a little bit of regression here from the Green Bay defense as well. 6 was just too high of a number. And what a lot of times you'll see in the NFL, you'll see a lot of these games where the line opens up at 5 because 4 feels too low and 6 feels too high. So what the odds makers and risk managers will do is they'll let the betting market decide should it have been 6 or should it have been four? Well, in this case, they went to six right away, and it should have been four. So a lot of people out there do like Detroit. Public bettors, when they come in for Monday's game, they'll like Green Bay because of Aaron Rodgers. So maybe this line does come back up a little bit. But I just think that there's a lot of skepticism about Green Bay at this point in the year.
All right, well, we mentioned we turn our attention to the National League Championship Series, the ALCS as well. I think we got what we thought we were going to get in the ALCS, but at least a little bit of a surprise to see the Nationals emerge and make their way to the NLCS. Cardinals were the lower seed, but I wouldn't call that a gigantic upset taking down the Braves. Who do you like in the matchups that we have this weekend?
I like Washington here for the series. I think they win this in probably five or six games. And I think St. Louis made a massive misstep in game five against Atlanta. They jumped out to that 10-0 lead in the first inning. Jack Flaherty should have maybe thrown an inning just because he had gotten hot. But still, I mean, he would have sat around for, you know, a good 35, 40 minutes during that first inning. I wouldn't have used him at all. Now they use him. He throws over 100 pitches in a blowout, which is asinine to me. Now he probably can't pitch until game three of this series. So you get him in game three and game seven, but I don't even think you get to game seven here in this series. Miles Mikolas and Adam Wainwright have to be really good for the Cardinals. They were in the division series. I don't think they will be here in the CS. I think Washington moves on, and they slayed a playoff demon last week, getting that victory earlier this week, getting that series win finally. I think they can ride that momentum here in the World Series.
Taking a look at the ALCS, you got the Yankees, you've got the Astros, a matchup I think that a lot of people anticipated, Twins getting swept, but it took the Stros five to get by the Rays. They did that last night. But on paper, this is a really interesting matchup. I mean, the Astros don't really have any glaring weaknesses. The Yankees, I think the only weakness you could point to would be that starting rotation. You have a favorite in this particular series?
Yeah, I like Houston here. I mean, I will say this, from a betting odds standpoint, I think the Yankees do have some line value. Houston about a minus 175 favorite, implies 64% or so that they move on. I think that's a little bit high because the Yankees do have the better bullpen here. And I mean, we saw this in 2016 with the Indians. We see this pretty much every year. The bullpen is a great equalizer in the playoffs. And you know, you look at that series against the Twins for the Yankees, they got 41 outs from their starters. They got 40 outs from their bullpen. So this series is going to play out pretty much the same way, where the bullpen is going to have to wear a heavy workload here. I think ultimately that's the downfall for the Yankees. But also, too, the Yankees here on the year, number one in runs scored in Major League Baseball, but they were 20th in number of plate appearances with a runner in scoring position. So they have to hit the long ball. If they can do it here in this series, they can extend this and possibly pull off the upset. If they can't, then I think it's very, very difficult for them to keep up with the Houston offense. So I think Houston advances. I think the Yankees have betting value. But I think a better play here is just to go ahead and take the Astros to win the World Series at this point, because to me, this is the World Series here between the Astros and the Yankees. The winner of this should win it all.
Good stuff. Well, Adam, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful birthday weekend, my friend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Take care, Andy.